16, we are transcendental. I think that we are transcendental. This is what we think. We are not transcendental because I have spoken nice philosophy. I have done nice deity tracing and worship. I have lived nice kirtan. I have done nice cooking. Now I have followers. I have prestige. So we think now we are transcendental. This is a very big disease. But the truth is that transcendence is the goal. we aim at becoming transcendental. And the formula for transcendence is given to us. Bhagavad Gita and our acharyas, Prabhupada, they have explained them. And the system is given, powerful. And it is possible, it is 100% possible, it is working that we can become transcendental because we have been, that has been the nature of the soul. The nature of the soul. The only problem is that I feel, yes, we are following a transcendental system. And we have the acharya is also, the acharyas are transcendental. We can also become transcendental. But I feel that we are not yet transcendental. Therefore we should work on ourselves, transformation before transcendence. But because we are thinking we are transcendental now, so we are not looking into that. It's disturbing us that we are not getting as much as we would have been gotten if we are introspective. See every walk towards transformation. So instead of claiming transcendence, I feel we should look at transformation. Then we can eventually get there because that is where we are aiming at. And the system is meant for that, to take us to that level. So devotional activities which we do for our purification are very powerful. But we are still different. We are different. One devotee from the class last week class before yesterday. So there was a question. There's a question because Krishna was talking about knowledge. Krishna was talking about knowledge. And object of knowledge. And the knower. So the question was there. So we're trying to explain that before in chapter 13, Krishna explained that. It's all the same thing he repeated in this chapter 18, chapter 13, where he also speaks about that. Gyanam, Gyanam, Gyanam. In chapter 18, it's the same thing he was repeating. Knowledge. A person who is knowing, a person who is acquiring knowledge, is a person. And the person whom we are trying to understand is also is a person. So, knowledge is also is a person. Knowledge is a person. A person who is having the knowledge is a person. And the object we are knowing is also is a person. There are three persons here. So we are different. Before, I don't have knowledge about you. So now I have to get knowledge about you. So I'm a person who is having knowledge about somebody. So we are different. So most of the time we think that because I have lead nice greater and pure divinity. And many people take us like that. But if you are not a devotee, say for example you are a musician, if you are not a devotee, you will not play very nicely there. Will that make you a devotee because you have played nicely? So if one brings that ability to Krishna consciousness, does that make one a devotee? Because you have used a mental ability. Does that make one the devotee? That's a automatic devotion. The varieties of activities which we do in Krishna consciousness, activity, we have varieties of activities, many. Those activities are not in themselves Krishna conscious or devotion. It's not these activities that are devotion. So one is it only in Hare Krishna temple or movement that we cook? We have cooks. Mm-hmm. We don't have cooks outside Krishna consciousness. Yes. Many. So are they devotees? Mm-hmm. Because they're cooking, and they may even cook better than some of us. Mm-hmm. If one have ability, because there is talent in everyone. There's something. There is something that one may be very good at. The other person also has something that is good at, which we may not also be. So there is talent for every individual person. That is our material ability. See, if we take to Krishna consciousness, and there are also so many wonderful activities here. We are cooking, we are preaching, we are dressing the deities, we are cleaning, we are preaching, we are constructing, so many activities, we are sweeping, so many activities, chanting. These activities becomes devotional only when we offer them from the heart to Krishna. That is the point. All our activities we do in Krishna consciousness becomes devotional. Only when we consciously offer these activities to Krishna from the heart, then it's devotional. For example, I'm leading kirtan, but in my mind I'm thinking, see, nobody lead kirtan like me. So see how everybody just look at me and everybody. It is wonderful because it has connection with Krishna, but it's not the best. So in that way, it will take us a long time to get purified. But one who is simply offering this thing from the heart to Krishna devotional service is devotional. So many times. times, many times, many times. We don't see that we are different from what we do. Pure devotees are the same with what they do and say. But conditions when we are different from what we do and say, we are different. So until we come to that level of being one, being one means that our private and public life the same. Only at that level, that our activities are the same with what we are, what we do. So until then, we have to work on ourselves. Meaning that we should consider transformation instead of transcendence. This process, this system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his wonderful devotees, they came here to introduce a system that will help every one of us. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used all his associates to teach us everything, everything, everything. Association, social relationship. Relationship is everything. It's everything. Relationship is everything. So if we are not perfecting our relationship deeply from the heart, that means that we still have a long way to go on the journey. See how devotees are not understanding that this bhakti cult is a science. It's a science. And the science has to be understood. If you know the science, you'll be able to do it nicely. You don't know the science, do you? Just like in anything else, materially or spiritually. If you don't know the formula of mathematics, you can't make it. Similarly, if you don't know the formula of the science of bhakti, we can be in the question you ask at that time. Someone is in the movement for so many years and they're still lamenting for material things. For material things, they're lamenting or hankering strenuously. What does that mean? Someone is a devotee for so many years, he's still playing politics. It means that it is not just enough for anyone to just be in a movement and take beat and see, it has to do with our attitude. Serious, serious attitude. So His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj is always, always sincere. What we offer to Krishna, He doesn't see it. What we keep behind, that is what Krishna sees. You understand? What we come to the public and do it, Krishna doesn't see that. What do we do behind, what Krishna sees? See, we are, you know, artificially, we do things, but what we really are, the consciousness, Krishna sees that, and He will respond to that. Not just the external. Chaitanya who did the same. The Leela with Kund. was giving prayers to everybody. Mukuru was there.
Yes.
Not that he was far like Kolabesuda. Kolabesuda, he was not there.
Mm.
The Lord has to send for him.
Yes.
But for Mukuru, he was right there.
Right there.
The child remember, we didn't look at him. But the what is notice.
Yeah.
And they say, "Dear Lord, he is Mukun, the great singer." Chita Mahabu said, "I will never give him." What did he do? Say, "You don't know him. You don't know him. Externally he's here, but inside he's different. If you don't see, I'm seeing the inside. I will give him." They are very merciful. They show us the way. Always show us the way for everything. So they have perfectly designed everything. And they just came to offload what is already loaded. Our consumption. I will give Mukul. He is a double silent devotee. In the public, he is very powerful. Everybody jump on him. But outside, he's different. He sees what was behind. He responded to that. To teach us that we should have one life. We should have one life. That is bhakti. That is devotion. One life. He is a devotee. Even though a devotee does something wrong, it is not like a non-devotee doing something different. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured here. Yes, he has his fault. He has his fault. But what is the character of a devotee distinguished from a pretender and non-devotee? What's the problem? What's the difference? His channel demonstrated it. So Mukund said, "Please ask the Lord if there's any chance for me in you. Is any chance for me? Is any hope for me at all in life? Is any hope? Yes, today you're not giving me, it's okay, but is any hope for me? Will I ever stand up yet 10 million like that? 10 million. 10 million. For one who has come so close. We couldn't right here before the Lord. Physically. You're right here. The Lord said 10 million times. What was the attitude? My devotee. Ah, 10 million, my Lord. So what is the mercy? What is the mercy here? We couldn't answer like that. Where is the mercy? They said you came for the patita. But here I am before you, and I gave me 10 million. Mukunda never, this contamination never entered his mind, even in the dream. Never. He never thought as such. He simply appreciated, oh, 10 million. Jai Gauranga, Jai Gauranga, Jai Gauranga. We jubilate that there is hope that one day I'll get it. That is enough. Thank you. That's enough. He didn't look at how long it would take him. He didn't look at that. He just looked at the object. That is possible for me one day. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord said, "Take it." He's not lamenting. He's not feeling envious of those who have gotten. He's not accusing me of being unfair. Nothing. He just appreciated. Get it.
Look at the attitude. This is back there. These things are not philosophy. Please, these are not philosophy. You take it. It's reality. And it has to do with our own self. It has to do with ourselves. We should not look at 500 years. We should not look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mukundi. We should look at ourselves today. We have this, we are culturing this mindset, this system, this wonderful culture in our life. That would be wonderful. So we are looking at all these things.
Yes.
Because one can be, excuse me, powerful movement, powerful literatures, the powerful philosophy, powerful acharyas, still will not be able to make it. I had so Papa was there. When he look at the devotees and say most of the devotees will go to heaven. I look everything, I'm looking everybody. Yep. Everybody.
Mm.
We are not humble. We are you have a lot of false ego, very high false ego.
Yes.
Because of what? This foolish idea of being transcendental. We're not. We're far away from humility.
Mm.
I'll look at it. It's seriously lacking humility. So everything we just do with pride.
Mm.
I am superior to you.
Mm.
You see, the problem with that is that they are so we communicate more subtly than gross. And that is where we have even more serious problem. Because if there's scars on my face, you can see it. But if it's in my heart, will you see? So it is hidden. When I'm relating with you with ego, when I'm corrupting you with ego, I am attending to you with the superiority with ego, it will never enter because your ego also will block what I'm offering. It's not only me that has ego. So if I'm dealing with your ego, it will react. Ego and ego will clash.
Yes.
Proper cause people, rascal, they didn't react. Why? It was not with ego. It was out of his love for his father to shout at the child so that the child can come and listen to him. Say yes, yes. Nobody say, why? Nobody. But if we do that, why? What's the difference? We are not doing with love, it is ego. So we are not penetrating people's heart because of our impurities. That is why people are complaining. If we are genuinely relating with people, we are dealing with them from the heart. People will not see this word or it's gonna invest into money, but they're not doing so many things for people. They will see that, yes, some organizations are really doing that, taking care of people's body socially, just to go to heaven, that's all. But some organizations are really dealing with people from the heart, on a soul platform. That is supposed to be our duty. But the purity is not there to do this. I'm sorry. So not all. Some few are there. Or maybe the amount of purity we we are looking for
Maybe we are not, some of us are not onto that ledger.
Maybe some people are there.
Some people, the majority of us are not there. That's the problem. See, if you have 100 people and 90 are bad, they will say nobody is good there. It doesn't mean that you don't have 10 people who are good inside. 10 people are good, but because 90 is higher than 10, the 10 will not be seen. That's our problem. So that is why we are speaking, we are concerned, we are looking at these things. That these are our internal problem that we are not looking at. When the GBC passed me, I told them this. I said, from my heart, I said, most of these things. See, it's possible to implement them. We'll try our part. Yes. So we should individually look into ourselves and accept responsibility for our actions. They will make progress. Okay. That situation that will help us to understand the need for us not to contaminate the good we have to do. When we're to do that, to hear constantly from superior who has a better vision. Secondly, I will also read the scripture that deal with the need to be selfless. Why we should be selfless? If we constantly remind ourselves about those things, it will help us to see that, yes, all those devotees who have ever made it and who will make it, and those devotees who are really selfless. See, our lesson says it's all mechanical. We don't have space for other people in our life. Mm-hmm. Even when you do it, it is a yes, it's a okay, finish with you. The person is not satisfied. Then you deal with it. Of course, see, let me tell you the truth. If you really want to help people, you should be ready to suffer. If you are not ready to suffer, you cannot help people. That is the problem. Many of us want to suffer. If we don't want to give our chance to people. See, Jesus wants to help people. What happened to him? Right? Always want to preach. The practitioners are what? See, anyway, stoning him, even planning assassination against him many times, 2-3 times. But they don't agree. One of them, Prabhupada. So many people who don't have that selfless nature to sacrifice for people, accepting inconvenience. But the truth is that if we are not ready to accept inconvenience for others, we cannot be a wonderful devotee. Take it. We can be a wonderful devotee. We'll be a devotee, but not such a wonderful devotee that will make a very significant impact in people's life. We cannot. So we have to hear these things. Then we'll be able to understand, okay, yes. See, the so-called good that I'm doing for you, actually it is for me, not for you. I should be grateful to you because you have given me opportunity to help myself. This is the truth. But we are thinking that, yes, I have given you 10,000 rupees to help you because you are yours. Suppose you are not there, how will I do that service to get purified? But because that service I've done, I will get me purified. So if you are not there, how will I do that service to be purified?
So you are important for me to become purified. You are very, very important in my life. That is why those who are really very intelligent, those who are really pious, they thank people who have given them chance to do service. They don't say, no, I'm helping you. So you should worship me. Yes. You are successful because I'm helping you. Yes, you need my mercy. Yes, so you are my servant. So whenever I see him, he give me a front chair. It happened in the church in my country. Big donors are giving the first chair in the church. The house of God, people are supposed to be very humble. Now our pride has come even to the house of God. And many people will also give money to a devotee because the name will not be on the paper on the television. They are ready to give to organization that their name will be on the day that I did. Yes, that did. I did. So intelligent people will appreciate those who have provided a chance for them to do service to become purified. So if you are not there, if you are not there for me to do the service, I would like to purify. So the service which we do, it is not for anybody. It is for us. The body. So if you will know this, then we do our service nicely without considering either they see me or they don't see me, they recognize me, they don't recognize me, they don't appreciate. It will not make any difference. It will not matter for us. But because this knowledge is lacking, so we have hazardly good things. Maybe to the may they don't recognize me again. Keep doing it because in the Bible it is said, if you give charity with your right hand, don't allow the left hand to see it. What does that mean?
Expecting
reward. Don't expect glorification. Don't. And then it went further to say, if you have been glorified by men, God will not see you again because you've already gotten your benefits. Well, men have already given it to you, so there's no space again for God to come in. So this to be understood, this to be heard. Then we will say no. We're looking for a chance to render service, and when the chance comes, I'm very happy. So thank you, Prabhu, for allowing me this opportunity. Instead of saying, worship me, I give you $10,000 for such business. So it's ignorance. Okay, because you didn't appreciate me, you didn't thank me. I'm not giving you again. Because you're not respectful to me, so good. Right.
Yes.
So help ourselves by doing something wonderful. When I was a small child, our school headmaster. In Africa, we know the knowledge of reincarnation and karma is natural. We don't have a scientific philosophy to back it, but the remnant of this knowledge is there. So every day in school, you'll be singing to those children, if you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, you do for yourself. Oh, but somebody, yeah, I don't have good explanation to back it up, but coming to Christian classes, I can understand it, that is true. That is why I can still remember. He sings it to us every day. If you do good, it's for yourself. If you do bad, it's for yourself. Whatever you do, it is for you. And then Bhagavatam also is there. Dhruva Maharaj, when his stepmother insulted him, was pained in the core of his heart. He looked at his father, did nothing. That pierced him the most. My father did not protest, did not help me. He cried and went to his mother. The people who saw the Leela narrated what happened to Suniti. When she looked at her son, she could see he was burning with desire to revenge. So the first thing that came out from her mouth to draw her mind, my dear boy, you should know that I am not a favorite. And it is unfortunate that they have to take birth in my womb. So, they have a background to take birth in my womb. But listen to me. Do not wish anyone bad. Don't ever wish anyone bad, because whatever we wish others will surely come. So if you do good, it's for yourself. If you do bad, it's for yourself. Whatever we wish others, it's ourselves we are wishing, because it will surely come back. She has to give this knowledge to her son. Don't wish anyone bad, because it is yourself you are wishing bad. Today, you are sending this negativity. Ether will bring it back to us. And because of that. So here in the material we will see, even so many people do so-called good things, pious activities, they seem miserable. Because when we do all the external things seemingly nice, we are doing so many internal things negative. Yes, it will come back to us. We should never, ever think that Krishna is not seeing us.
Krishna is not seeing us. It's a tricky thing, but
yes.
Automatically it does come.
Yes.
Even the complex comes in, be it inferior or superior, it does come. This guy just come after me, look at him acting too smart. The things of themselves also.
Krishna is seeing everything.
So no matter what happened, like the only thing is like just we can't tolerate.
Tell Krishna. What should I do with this? You are arranging this. What should I do with it? Tell Krishna. You should be talking to Krishna. If you don't build our relationship with Guru and Krishna, we'll be empty. To pray to Krishna to come in and do something. Anything which is beyond, or we should put it to Krishna. If you sincerely do that, Krishna sees our sincerity, he will do something. This movement belongs to Krishna. So it's movement. And he's watching over everything. He's monitoring everything that we do. So Krishna sees that someone is there responsible, representing the national. Krishna will empower the person. It does not matter. It's about self-perception. It doesn't matter who the person is.
Yes.
Does it matter? It doesn't matter, you understand?
Yes.
It could be a person that is an ordinary person would never expect in our life to be. Krishna can do anything he likes. Provided, he told Arjuna, if you make yourself an instrument, I will use you. Whoever does that, Krishna doesn't care. Whoever does that, makes himself or herself an instrument, Krishna will use it. So, if we make ourselves available for Krishna, Krishna will use it. He will intervene in the case and do something. We have had a lot of challenges, a lot of challenges. unbelievable challenges. But we're able to pass through them. Because we communicate with Krishna. So Krishna responds. Always, he's there. Krishna is there watching, and he's watching to see what are you after. What do you want to do here? What do you want to do here? He's doing that. Yes. Instead of sitting down and lamenting, become distraught or morose and disheartened, or even contemplating giving up everything. Which means that our own foundation is weak. Our own foundation in Christian consciousness is weak.
Yes.
The foundation of our Christian consciousness is weak.
Then we think about these things.
Yes, when we think of quitting, when we are thinking of it is too much, when we think that, oh, all this is a bunch of nonsense people here, means the foundation of our Christian consciousness is weak. When we're not thinking about what is the solution, or whatever is happening, not helping to make our own Krishna consciousness strong, means the foundation of bhakti is weak. Not strong. If the foundation is strong, everything will be a stepping stone for us to go up, to go up, to progress. Yes. One temptation after another temptation. Devotees who are making advancement will have challenges every time. Devotees who are making advancement, they don't have challenges. We don't have to go and slap someone to call for trouble. Just do the normal Christian consciousness as pure as possible. Let the trouble come. This is a Christian's arrangement for us to make progress, not to bring us down. So any situation which is affecting our devotion means Krishna is trying to expose our own weakness. Krishna wants to show where we are weak, that we need to strengthen ourselves. See, this is a science. We have to know the science and apply the science as it is. Then it will work. Don't forget.
So we keep reading all these stories from the Bhagavatam or the other books. We try to learn from them and then implement them.
Why do you think Acharya is there? Okay, so between yesterday, Sugadeva Goswami, Sudhakar Goswami, Amishanaya Sages, Prabhupada, all the six Goswamis, all of them have challenged them. Christians, they think they are fools, they just want to waste their time, they have nothing to do. Mm-hmm. They just waste their time and write all these things. You think it's fiction? Huh? Think it's fiction?
No.
So why did you... Yesterday, they spent his time not eating, that's it. Where is Srila Prabhupada? Will spend his time in Bombay here, this temple here, not sleeping, you writing. In the future, want to show the proficiency in writing and speaking English. You know, his or her way is crooked. Don't deal with the person closely. Don't. If the management is strong, people like that should not stay in the temple. They come to the house and worship. So we have minimal close relation with the person. And if he's within our own circle, someone is coming and know this person will move. Don't accept him or her in that circle. Relationship with the person should be external, should be with distance. Don't keep the person close. Because keep someone you already know. lying to kill the person. It will simply create confusion.
Yes.
And it is not humanity to do that. It is not. It is not compassion either to do that. It is because we are somewhere much different. We don't understand what is humanity, what is compassion. We don't understand. So we are mixing up things. If you mix up things, at the monitor yesterday, it will react in different forms. Practice very pure. Don't mix anything with it. At the monitor yesterday. Don't mix anything with bhakti. If you do, it will react in different forms. And you will be like this for us. After doing so much, you know. So we should not mix up things. It is not by force to have someone's association when I know it is not good for me. We have to select our associates. We have that right. Otherwise, I wonder if people will say, you would like to embrace a tiger. It's a spiritual. So, you know, embrace a snake. Right? You know, association is a spiritual. So. Same as we select people who should associate with. We don't associate with the snake or tiger. Is it? We should select. Right, as you say, what? That season good is stimulating our Christian consciousness positively. That is association. And we should keep that. We have to use our intelligence. Yes. Yes. If you have a wound and you keep punching it, when do you expect it? It will get healed.
Huh? Never.
You only have anxiety, not most of the time. So we know someone is going to distance. That is love.
Yes.
My love for you is that I don't want to be too offensive to you. So I'm keeping distance. That's the way I'm showing my love. In that way, I'm helping you and I'm helping myself. Because close association will make me to be offensive. So to help me, I'll keep distance. Not that I'm keeping distance because I hate you. I'm keeping distance because I love you. And that is the way I can show my love for you. That I don't want to be too close so I don't make offenses. But of course, you do make offense.
Is it good to only depend on Kripa without putting my efforts? Yeah, without putting my efforts on sadhana, I just say I'm very weak. I cannot do any sadhana.
I say lazy man. I say fool.
I just depend on Kripa.
I say fool. Like in school, they have a 100 degree. How many like given 100 degrees? How many? It's very rare. So what do you think will be a chance to wait for that degree to come? Go to school, you say, my friend, I get a degree. That is easy. That is sure that you get it. Not waiting for a chance that comes once. Why? Levi Kato Bhagavatam said, a devotee who is very, very patient, is patiently waiting for the mercy of the Lord. Mm. It's patient, it's not demanding. I've changed this to sit down 2 years now. Keep doing it. What about 2 years? 2 years? A person who is patiently waiting for the mercy of God, while at the same time things I can't know, but I know they don't there. That person stands the right. Said he has the rightful claim. The kingdom of God is his rightful claim. To go to Godhead is his right. It becomes his right. Not one who is constantly demanding or doing nothing or be waiting. Right? The Lord is so merciful. Or they can just send his message disciple to come and pick him. I'm just waiting. Sitting here waiting for the Lord's mercy. You will get it. At the same time, one cannot say, okay, I'm going to get the Lord's mercy by my strength. What are the Lord want?
Yeah.
So, the Lord is a doer. The Lord is a doer means that we have to make our effort sincerely, nicely. While at the same time, at the back of our mind, you know, my effort alone is not enough. The Lord will surely miss it when he's praying with my little effort. So effort has to be there in the mercy work. Mercy alone is not sufficient because it will mean partiality. Effort alone is not sufficient because it will mean my strength, my ability, my intelligence. Much I know what I can do. So, but I'm doing this necessary. Effort and blessing necessary. So we need to make effort. Then the blessing will come. Not just watching for the blessing, I'm doing nothing. The renunciation does not mean one who does not like fire and do no work. This action. That's renunciation. Okay, I'll renounce. You're not going to eat. Even though you have to eat here, but you have to learn the science. It's all his work. Right?
Yes.
So I have to do something. I work with him.
Yes. So even though we fail in our sadhanas, day-to-day sadhanas, still we have to keep going, continuing, and improving in the quality of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. We should learn from mistakes and make. We should learn from mistakes. So, in a real sense, to fall is not sufficient. Get up.
The mistake we make is good to help us. If you don't learn from the mistake, then it's bad. Learn from mistakes. That's how we progress and become strong. So let us learn. Oh, I'm so useless. I'm so useless. I can't do anything. Because I can't possible. I'm so useless. I'm so falling. I'm such a falling person. I can't make it. It's an obstacle. It's not checking what it happened. It becomes an obstacle. Back then. When I was giving your name, this is the person I was thinking. I was not thinking of Shiva. I was thinking, I love him very much. It's not chakra what it takes. I've got him always. I was thinking of him when I give the name. So you know what Shiva was thinking. I didn't remember Lord Shiva. I also love Lord Shiva. I was not thinking of him. It's not chakra what it takes.
So my name is because of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur?
Yes. It is so.
Thank you so much.
Every time I quote him. Every time.
That is very happy. Always every day never talks about man.
He was not a Christian baptist, but he's a powerful guy. So he
He engaged him in his service to represent the Vaishnava cult at that time. So he defended the Vaishnava tradition. So he met him, he brought him to Vaishnava, Baladev Devasa. He's powerful. This is a Panchari, the Manjari, not ordinary person. He was looking at the Gayatri Mantra. The scripture says it is 12 and a half alphabet. But he's a scholar, so when he calculated it was 12, he got. Sanskrit is very, very powerful. No? Sanskrit is like this, like this, like this, like this. And all together, like Sanskrit. So he took it from here, there, he counted 12. He brought it back again, he counted 12. He said, what is the half? We're looking for the half. Up down and went up back there. You see there, they have. It was 12 and 12 and 12. He was so disturbed. So here we get disturbed at the, but he was so disturbed about his special mantra for Krishna. And I cannot find this. He wanted to commit suicide. Wanted to die. So he was sitting down fasting. Fast with death. So Krishna has to come and show him. We have to get the half. So you have to count it in 12 and a half. That's another person. Krishna came to him like it's powerful. It's a powerful acharya. We like it. Many intellectual devotees, many had problems. Many. Because intellect is a mode of passion, not goodness. So when we naturally have a lot of false ego, and lost the desire we only stole. Two things, you get it. It is very rare to have a highly intellectual person who is very devoted. Very devoted. It's rare. Majority will. Those people in this movement, highly intellectual, very, very high. One of them is my guru. Mm-hmm. The second person is having a problem. My guru has no problem, but he is having a problem. The second person. Now he's speculating. He's writing his own barricade. So the devotee was telling me he's writing about Gita. I look at his face and I told him, I would never read that Bhagavad Gita. You say why? Because it is speculation. No bhakti inside. It's just intellectual. I have not read it and I pray. Krishna will not allow me to read it. Because it will not in there for me. I really am satisfied. I'm satisfied with this one, proper, and I'm satisfied. Everything I need for God consciousness is inside here. Nothing outside. Nothing. Not one thing. It's been small outside here. Everything is here. So I've not read any Bhagavad Gita except this one. This proper Bhagavad Gita. I will never read any Bhagavad Gita outside this one. My Guru Devi, his library is bigger than this. always have a look at things. I wondered that for years. Then one day I got that. His favorite version of Gita. His favorite version. So to be on that level. Krishna consciousness is wonderful. Beautiful. That's why sometimes I just laugh. It's a precious memory. I look at our system, our scriptures, everything. It's not. This is it. Sweet. But Gurudev calls this open secret. Secret is secret, what is open. But not everybody get the secret. Very sweet. We have to get the science, know the science. If you don't know the science, it's very, very difficult. You have to know the science. Yes. We should study our scripture to understand. We should study. How to defend ourselves from Maya and be devotee. Not to study. So our scripture to become this color. By the way, the money was speaking to the Kachetas. What is the use of it's also in the fourth canto, but yeah, it's a fourth canto. Enumerating some it, studying the scriptures, offering austerity, giving charity, some things. So, if one cannot become a devotee, so what is the use of it? So, see. So Prabhupada, he gave us the scriptures, right? Gave us the holy name, gave the deity worship, he gave prasada. From him we know everything, in Ganga, Yamuna, Tulsi, from Prabhupada, all he gave to us. Preaching is the Haranam, both the discussion, Bhaktivedanta or Namahata or whatever system, food for life, college preaching, everything proper did. Everything. Reading the scriptures morning and night, everything. The association, the temple. Right? What else? Everything he has given. So what is he looking for? In all these things Papa did, what is he looking for?
Emotion.
Yes. See. We hope, therefore, that people will derive the greatest benefit by studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, as we have presented it here. And if even one man becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, we shall consider our attempt a success. It's only one thing, only one thing. For everything he did, this is all to make a pure devotee. That should be the goal. So an intelligent person should ask himself or herself, will what I'm doing now make me a devotee? the way I'm chanting, will I become a devotee? The way I'm relating, the way I'm doing my things, everything, will all these things make me a devotee? I don't know.
Yes.
That's what people are looking for. For all the sacrifices he made, traveling, risking his life from place to places, and everything, risking his life, is just traveling around the world, just to get pure devotee. Not for dollars. When he went to America, Swamiji removed this cloth. Put on a coat. We are in America. He said, yes. You came here as a beggar, so you can adopt American style. I came here as a giver. So, I have to keep what I have in this way. I don't want to change my dress, but I'm going to make them to change their dress. Not only change their dress, I'm going to change their heart. Make them devotee. That's what I came for. You are a beggar, so you can adjust yourself because this is what you want to do. I'm not a beggar. I didn't come to America to come and look for money. I came to give what is missing in America. To make a devotee. That's all. So everything that we have to do, we should know that is what we are. Anything else?
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
One more thing about, you just mentioned about patience. You need to develop patience. So how is that we can develop and make? Because already the tolerance level is low. How do we develop more of patience if we don't really have the tolerance level?
We can't do anything perfectly without knowing why we should do what we are doing. Why should we be patient? Rupa Goswami says be patient. If you really want to develop powers of good quality, you should be patient. Why does he say should be patient? Because Krishna consciousness, the Prabhupada said in the purport, in the Gita, the purport, 434, the part of Krishna consciousness is undoubtedly very difficult. It's difficult. He didn't say it is very easy. It is difficult. So he's patient. Because I'm going to pass through so many unnecessary things that we have bargained for them by our sinful activities in the past. But this lifetime we're not bargaining for them. Right? So the thing we're not bargaining for, but we're going to meet them because we have worked for them in the past life. So we have to be patient. Be patient. After all, if you're not patient, what would you do? What would you do? Can you go there and change the clock to 10 o'clock? Try. If you do. You just go there and turn it to 10 o'clock. Try. If you change this one, what about other rooms?
Yeah.
Around the world. Have you changed it? Can you do it? So be patient. What? 8:10 will come. That's all. You should wait. Not just waiting lazily. Okay, I'm waiting for you. Do something. Right? Do something and be patient. You'll get it. So here nicely. So study our scripture nicely. So we can understand why we should be a devotee. Why should we do it? Why should we wait? Thank you.